Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Feet to the Fire. This is Monday, and I am your host, Sergio Fassa, former candidate for Commissioner of Ocean County. That's right, but we press on. So let's talk about what's going on in a Republican county near you in New Jersey. Now, I know I do have a few listeners across the Fruited Plain, some down in South Carolina, Ohio, and elsewhere, I think even Texas. And this is not just in New Jersey, this is everywhere. But what's so disturbing is this is in blood red Ocean County. Just days after the election, and I'm not making this about the election, but this is curious. Rainbow Pride Family Storytime for children ages 2 to 6. Siblings welcome. Saturday, June 11th, celebrate Pride Month with stories, music, and movement and a craft. 10:30 a.m. This is at the Toms River branch of the Ocean County Library. You know what that is? Reading time with transgenders, with drag queens, with men dressed like women, and I guess women dressed like men. I don't know. You always see the freakish, ghoulish, weird outfits that the men are wearing dressed like women. And that's happening in Toms River, brought to you by the Republican Ocean County Commissioners. And this is what's crazy. We're getting now both sides, Democrats and Republicans, acquiescing to the LGBTQ plus agenda and allowing all of this moral chaos, this mayhem into our neighborhoods and communities. No one's taking a stand against it, but it has to be part of the Republican platform that we're not acquiescing to this radical agenda from the left and agreeing. You know, one of the things I often hear in this debate is, well, it's not good for children. We shouldn't be exposing 2-year-olds or 6-year-olds to this. And to that I say, amen, we shouldn't. But the reality is we shouldn't be exposing anyone to this. This is, as I said, moral chaos. This is disgusting. And we get into this idea that, the Republican side, we're going to keep it out of the curriculum in the lower ages. We're going to protest against it for the kids at the library. But otherwise, you know, to each his own, let people live. We're not going to take a stand against this transgenderism and homosexual lifestyle and all of that. And we have to stand against every bit of it, not just for 2-year-olds, not just for 6-year-olds, which is, to be fair, the most disturbing form. We also have this. Ocean County Library. That's also at the Toms River branch. Here's how it's described. Pride and Joy, LGBTQ history for teens. Oh, this is for teens. That's for later. When was same-sex marriage first legalized by a U.S. state? Which organization was the first to explicitly advocate for the needs of bisexual Americans? I don't even want to keep reading. This is just absurd and disgusting. So now you have places. This is great. This is from NBC. Lawmakers in Missouri and Tennessee have introduced bills that could put librarians in prison for hosting drag queen story hour events. Good. Good for Missouri and Tennessee. Other places and Republican strongholds should take a cue and take the same measures to outlaw this kind of garbage. And, you know, it doesn't help that people on our side buy into this by doing things like referring to people like Bruce Jenner as Caitlyn Jenner. You know, and they've got Bruce, a man, all over Fox News all the time, interviewing him, and everybody calls him her and calls him Caitlyn. And it's ridiculous. I don't know why anybody on the conservative or Republican side goes along with this. Allie Stuckey just posted on her social media, it was Friday or Saturday, that Fox News did a feature on a family whose little girl was transitioning to being a boy at, I don't know, age 6 or 8 or something. So we're just accepting the quote-unquote normalcy of these things, and it's not normal. It's an aberration. It's an absurdity. And we can't go halfway and say we'll be tolerant of it, but just not for the 6-year-olds. This has to be expelled completely out of our communities and out of our culture and out of our curriculum, not just K-5, K-12, the whole thing. What else do we have in the news? You know, the January 6th committee is meeting in D.C., and that's been plastered all over national news. And I just want to remind you again of what happened, some of the basic details of January 6th, as we see this parade of nonsense in Congress, this alleged investigation, which, by the way, there are Republicans supporting this kind of ridiculous harassment of conservatives and freedom-loving patriots. One of those is obviously Chris Smith, who supported his own January 6th committee. There are Republicans on board with this, like Liz Cheney. You know the names. But remember what happened on January 6th. Patriots got together for a lawful protest against a stolen election. And I recently heard it said it best. I recently heard it said best this way. The January 6th so-called insurrection and all of the media hysteria and all of the explosions over that and everybody screaming, you know, greatest transgression of you know, the security of a democracy ever in history, people saying worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11, what a travesty. It's all been done and still continues as a means of diverting our attention away from the stolen election of 2020. And the election of 2020 was stolen. And politicians refused to admit it because of the apparently cost to their political capital. But we need people who are publicly taking the stand and the position that it was stolen. And as I've said numerous times, I was talking about last week, we know it was stolen just because of the mail-in ballot issue. By the way, my buddy used a great phrase for what I was trying to describe last week. The reason mail-in voting doesn't work is because there is not a consistent, uninterrupted chain of custody of the ballot. That's why you can't do mail-in. There is no uninterrupted chain of custody for a ballot, and what a vote requires is an uninterrupted chain of custody. That's a legitimate vote. That's why you have to vote in person. Certitude is an entailment of a legal, legitimate vote, and when you do not have a supervised ballot, a chain of custody, you lack certitude, it's no longer a vote. Just something I wanted to clarify. Now, going back to January 6th, remember, none of our people showed up with guns. No one showed up with weapons. No, we're told it's an insurrection. Nobody had weapons. No one died, like the media is telling you. On the side of the Capitol Police and at the hand of the quote-unquote insurrectionists, no one died in any way related to the incidents at the Capitol building. One person did die. One of the quote-unquote insurrectionists, one of the protesters, and that was Ashley Babbitt. Why does no one ever talk about her? She should be talked about every day in these news cycles. Ashley Babbitt was the female Air Force veteran who was gunned down by Capitol Police in cold blood. She died. So where's the insurrection? I sat with Mayor Giuliani. He talked about the details of the video of Ashley Babbitt's death. He said, absolutely, it was murder and should be prosecuted in court. Yet we hear none of that. We just see this constant parade of cross-examination of patriots in the, as I said, dog and pony show of these congressional hearings. And I'll tell you what the goal is, and people have been saying this and they're right. Pay attention to the media. Their goal is to ultimately indict Donald Trump and prevent him from running for office in 2024 because he's under investigation because he supposedly caused an insurrection. Make no mistake about it. This is all aimed at Donald Trump, which is why we need to double down even more and say we are not backing down from our support for Donald Trump, and Donald Trump needs to run again in 2024. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. There is no compromise with the left. See you tomorrow.